Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Love and Amazing Grace. This is DC Love. I'm one of your hosts, and I'm finally joined by my co-host Barbara Grace. Hello, Barbara.
Hello. It only took me 5 minutes to get in.
Oh, my goodness. So sorry. Well, you know what? You're here. That's all that matters.
That's right.
The energy is already bouncing all over the place. So it's really beautiful. Are you in the studio or did you just call in?
I haven't been able to get the studio to come up yet.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, well, you know what? We're going to start off, as we always do. We're going to tell everyone a little bit about ourselves. And, Barbara, I'd like you to, start off.
Okay. I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, an innate releasing technique practitioner, a conscious channel, spiritual energy healer, speaker, and author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my wisdom from divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They get to move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many years of questioning and seeking truth, I have come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. So now I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. And this makes a session with me a safe place because nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. And you can visit my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com to learn more about me and what I do. And there's also some free healing there. So if that's something that resonates with you, by all means, look into it.
Beautiful, Barbara. Thank you. And I, of course, I'm DC Love, and I'm known as the magical DC Love and even the real DC Love. Whatever one you choose is fine with me. It's all good. The beautiful journey that I find myself on presently started with cookies flying off of countertops. My cell phone was texting me, and spirit was sitting upon me. So I had no other choice but to listen. And all of this propelled me forward onto this beautiful path that I'm on today. I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. And I try to say that without cracking up, because when I do, Joan Rivers comes in and says, "Yes, DC, and you're also certifiable." I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, an ordained minister, a dream interpreter, an animal communicator, and formerly, I was a law enforcement officer. Some of the education, though, that I received, it wasn't received in a conventional manner. I've traveled to heaven a few times. Sometimes while there, I visited loved ones, but other times, I was there to attend schools of higher learning. This helps me to see things from a heavenly vantage point. And this is also where my channeling began, where I first connected with Jesus and Mother Mary, and I discovered higher levels of consciousness and healing on a soul's level. All of this was sudden. It was unexpected. It changed the course of my life forever. I discovered that I really do have a very strong connection with the spirit world. And since that time, I've never looked back. I continue to serve and protect, trading in my 357 and now offering angelic love instead. And I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and we can't forget the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. It took me quite a while to realize that, you know what, Joan? Okay, this is truly a divine connection. And she's left this door open, and others on the other side, they continually walk through it. My chance encounter with her has given me access to the most fascinating and wide variety of divine source, as well as the ability to relate and work with clients worldwide and from all walks of life. My journey has been anything but normal. Anything but normal, but that's okay because I wouldn't have it any other way. And my purpose is to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. Good evening, everyone, from D.C. Love. Okay, so we do have some callers, Barbara. With that being said, are you ready to just connect and help some people here?
Of course.
Awesome. Area code 805, you're live with Love and Amazing Grace. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, DC. It's Teresa.
Hello, Teresa. How are you?
Hi, Teresa.
Hey, Barbara. Hi, DC. I'm fine.
Hi.
I'm just outside with my dogs. It is freezing out here.
Oh. Do you have any area of concern? Do you have any questions?
Oh,
do you just want to see what the
angels
have? Whatever you're feeling is good with us.
It's all right. I was just laying down to take a nap, and I looked at the Facebook, and you guys popped up, and I thought, oh, what the heck.
That's divine timing, yes.
Yeah,
well, you know what? I really think that's a synchronicity because the angels are saying you need a little downtime. You know, you need a little bit of time just for you. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. And I've been getting those kinds of messages, like you're not giving up or you're just resting. And so I thought, then it is okay.
Yes. It is. It truly is. And what else am I getting? Let's see. Okay, so the angels are with you, and they're saying, you know, you've got to really, like, nurture yourself, take care of yourself, Teresa, and really, you know, make sure you stay, you know, healthy, mind, body, and spirit, basically, and watch those energy levels, okay? And if you really take care of yourself, you're going to see how your energy levels start to increase, and you're going to see like all your abilities and your natural gifts are going to be coming forward even more. And as well, you have the ability, you know, when you take care of you first, to really take care of that beautiful family of yours and your fur babies.
Yeah.
Okay? And the angels are saying, Teresa, go ahead.
I'm all right.
Well, the angels are your little fur babies, we'll give them a hug and kiss from us. But you know what? The angels are saying, just be grateful, Teresa, for your fur babies, for that beautiful family that you have. That's such a blessing, of course. And the more we stay, like, in that attitude of gratitude, I'm getting, like as you know, with the law of attraction, well, the universe wants to match that beautiful vibration of yours. And when it does, all good stuff is going to come your way, okay?
Can't wait.
But the angels are saying, Teresa,
I've been getting messages in my dreams.
Beautiful. I hope you're journaling. If you're getting messages in your dreams, please write them down because if you go back and read them, you're going to actually see there's going to be more there, like the second time. It's really amazing, you know? And I'm getting, you know, you've got to have healthy boundaries, okay? Because I feel like when you're around certain people, you're really drained.
I think that's what it is. That's why I had to lay down. I just get like that.
Yes. Well, the Ascended Masters are with you as well. And they're saying, Teresa, you're not stuck. Things are changing for you. You've got to believe. And with that being said, Ginger has I don't know what she's using, but she's writing in the sky and she's saying, Teresa, are you ready, girlfriend? Miracles are coming.
All right. All right. I'm excited.
You know, like, just, you know, keep your eyes open, listen with your ears really well because there's going to be synchronicities, things that may seem like coincidences. And the angel saying, you know, it's time, you know. This is time to really, you know, have faith, believe, and just believe in miracles. The angels have been hearing, like, all your continued prayers and everything. They are helping you. And I'm getting a message that I've gotten before for you, and it really it has to do with fear, okay?
Okay.
So there's still a couple of things that that are really upsetting you within. You've got to face those fears, okay?
Okay.
And then you're saying, you know what, Teresa, fear of the unknown, what comes next, fear and excitement are really, really close. Instead of being
right.
a place of fear, turn it into excitement, okay?
Okay.
Because fear sort of keeps you back, okay?
Yes.
And
yeah.
And here Ginger's saying, you know what, Teresa, I am bringing in Archangel Michael because you need a little bit more courage. And
okay.
he's going to help you to go on that beautiful path with a brave heart. And she's handing you a bag of magic, along with that. And she's saying you can basically anything, okay? you're stronger than you think, and you're such a brave woman. Look at all you've been through, and you're still here, correct?
Yeah, well, yes. That is true.
Yeah, you've been through a lot, honey, and you're still here. You've got that inner strength, and she's an Archangel Ariel, and of course, and there's a lion mm-hmm. walking with Archangel Ariel, so you've got Michael with you, you've got Archangel Ariel.
Awesome.
And she's just saying, you've got to take a little bit of time each day and really make a decision to really let go of things you can't control, okay?
Yes.
And,
I'm listening.
Allow the angels to come in to connect with you and really make you feel a little bit better, okay? Because you
okay.
do truly deserve it, okay?
I
know. And you're a people pleaser, and you worry about your family, and you're trying to make sure that they're always happy.
Yeah.
She's saying, but make sure you take care of you as well, okay?
Okay, yes.
So you've got to take care of Teresa as well. Teresa needs a little bit of that, that beautiful mm-hmm. TLC that you give others, okay?
Okay.
And she's, when is the last time that you connected with that inner child of yours?
That comes and goes when I'm out with my kids.
Okay.
We're able
okay.
to sit back and laugh freely. That's so nice.
Okay, and just connect with that intuition. Teresa, your intuition is very strong right now. It's a beautiful
uh-huh.
gift, and it connects
yes, it
you, with the divine, with your guides. And you, like you said, you're getting a lot of, really beautiful messages in your dreams, okay?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And trust your intuition, and it's in your gut area. Trust that when you connect with that, you do have the ability to make great decisions. Okay.
Okay.
And that beautiful intuition is going to guide you on your path. But what I want to do now is I'm going to ask Barbara to come in because what came up again is that you're still holding on to a little bit of fear. So we want to get rid of that. So. Like you said, Archangel Michael, he's still going to be there with you, as you're saying. Don't worry about it. He's not leaving, but you'll feel better. We want to get rid of the fear, okay?
Okay, DC. Thank you.
You're welcome, Barbara.
Okay. So from the
Hi,
time...
Barbara.
Hi. From the time you started talking to DC, the song that's been going through my head is I Believe I Can Fly. I believe
uh-huh.
I can touch the sky. Think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. And they've just been playing that song over and over in my head this whole time. So that's been connected with you. You are meant to fly, my dear.
You're going to make me cry.
And then they would also interject every now and then just one word from another song, and that one word is freedom. So it's time for you to have freedom. It's time for you to be free, to be who you truly are.
I know.
And so, yeah. Well, we're going to do some releasing. We're going to release some stuff that they're saying you need to let go of. So just repeat after me. Fear and hate, I release the fear of failure.
Dear innate, I release the fear of failure.
Year and eight, I release the fear of falling.
Year and eight, I release the fear of falling.
Year and eight, I release the fear of freedom.
Year and eight, I release the fear of freedom.
Year and eight, I release the fear of flying.
I didn't catch that last word, Barbara. I'm sorry.
It was flying, F-L-Y-I-N-G.
Okay. Dear innate, I release the fear of flying.
Dear innate, I release the fear of the unknown.
Dear innate, I release the fear of the unknown.
Dear innate, I give my brain permission to accept that I don't know.
Dear innate, I give my brain permission that I don't know.
Yeah. Take a nice deep breath.
I knew it was meant that I call in. I just know it. I had to. I hope you guys don't get tired of hearing from me. I just get those feelings. And like I said, when I lay down, I'm laying down on my son's bed and I fell asleep. And when I woke up, there was my phone and I looked to the Facebook and there's little DC's call in. And I thought, like she said, there are no coincidences. So I just stopped.
Yes, you were meant to call in, and I think it really helped you to feel better. Your energy is so much lighter. It sounds beautiful,
yes.
Teresa. Honestly, beautiful.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, wow. I mean, I just pray every day, and I'm accepting these gifts because I want them so badly, and I'm just trying to wrap my brain around all those things, the dear innates, those have to be the things that I am afraid of. And I'm just not really realizing that, right?
Yes, sometimes we can't see what's right in front of our faces.
Uh-huh. I know, I think I can.
Yeah.
And it's that deep down feeling that I'm not, that is actually there. Oh. But I have been journaling. I have been writing them down, my dreams, when I get up, the things that I can remember. Sometimes throughout the day, I just get feelings of my dreams. And it might be seconds of feelings. And I wonder, I just know it was my dream. I don't know what it is or what it was, but it was my dream. It's weird. Just really weird.
And a lot of your dreams now are going to be about releasing.
Uh-huh.
So they're things that are coming up so that you can let them go.
Yeah. Yeah. That's for sure.
So don't waste your time trying to get your brain to figure them out. Your brain's not supposed to do that.
Okay. That's true. Don't worry so much about it. Okay.
And you
I guess
can always
you can't
say,
get
you can always say, dear innate, I release this dream.
Okay. Oh. I do feel better.
Good.
Beautiful. Well, stay in touch
you.
With us. That's why we're here.
Oh, you
we
know
want,
I will.
We want to keep you in your happy place, Therese.
Yeah, okay. Thank you guys so much.
You're so welcome. Take care now.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Beautiful. Okay. Area code 918, you're live with Love and Amazing Grace. Can we have your name, please?
Yes, this is Karen.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Doing good as well.
Yeah.
What's going
good.
On this evening?
Oh, I'm just thinking my angel's really been trying to get my attention. I saw nothing but messages and messages about angels last night. It was nonstop. And then this morning they left me a penny. And
very nice. Well, you know what? Have you noticed?
So amazing. And they
beautiful.
Must be having something to tell me.
Yes. You know what, Karen? I believe that you have another, either an ascended master, you know, or a powerful angel. I'm getting something, you know, I'm getting maybe an ascended master is joining you at this time. Okay?
Oh, that'd be great.
To really help you believe in yourself. Yeah, to really help you to believe in yourself, Karen. Okay? And
oh, great.
I hope you feel the love around you, because they're surrounding you with so much love, and they're saying, Karen, are you taking care of yourself?
I probably can take care of myself better than I am. That's usually what the case is, I think.
Oh, yeah, nurture yourself, honey. Do something nice, just for you, because it's really, really important, and you truly do deserve it, okay?
Okay.
And it's sort of like you've got to, balance your energy as well. Everything has to be in balance. Everything has to be in harmony. You know, if you work, of course, you've got to take time to play. And when I say balance, that also refers to your emotions, okay? It's not just, you know, the physical body, okay? So I'm getting the word balance. And the angels are with you. And they're saying, Karen, you know, you can see how far you've come. You've learned all of these different things. And they're helping you to really to go forward. And that's why they're sending this beautiful ascendant master your way to help you as you go forward, okay? So there's something beautiful coming. And I see rainbows, and I'm getting, you know, it's going to be a really happy time for you. It's sort of like you've been through a rough time and, you know, you're getting through it, okay? There's going to be a lot of movement around you. Are you planning on going anywhere or doing anything? Because there's a lot of movement, Karen.
Well, I'm not really sure, but I have a situation with there's a man who I care about who is sick, and I know I've been worried about him. And I'm thinking that if he gets better, then I won't be worried about anything anymore. Probably watch a movie or something.
Well, you know what I'm getting? Send him some love and some healing, because you have the ability to send healing, Karen. Okay?
Right.
And just, you know, send him love, but don't worry, because if you worry, it's sort of like you're holding him back. Send him love, send him energy, and let him, you know, be healed as well. I'm getting, you know, there's going to be a lot of good coming your way, but I really feel like you're a healer. That's what I keep getting, healer. Are you studying any kind of healing?
Right now, I'm sick, so I have been holding back from healing anybody else. I know that's the situation.
And you've got to take care of you. You know, you've got to, you know, I'm getting take care of you, and then you're going to see how your relationships really, you know, they're going to benefit from you taking care of Karen, okay?
Okay.
Getting the word forgiveness. I don't know if you have to forgive yourself or someone else, but I'm getting the word forgiveness, okay? And Karen, the people that you surround yourself with, do they really support you? Do they embrace your journey?
I feel like some do and some don't quite as much. The one who is sick, I think he's just under the weather, and normally he's very loving.
Okay.
I'm just wondering what I should say, I suppose, and how I should be in the future. How I should treat him.
Okay, because I am getting there's like healing in regard to that, you know, relationship. So, just let that person know how much you really, you know, that you really love and value them. Okay, let them know what you're feeling. You know.
Okay.
Okay, and that's really going to help if you just open up and, you know, let them know what's on your mind. Okay. What I'm getting now is, I'm getting like, you know, let go of the old, make room for the new, allow this beautiful energy to come in, okay? Get prepared for all the good stuff, Karen. This
okay.
is going to be a really amazing time, and you've got to really start focusing on you. I'm getting, you know, you've got worries, and you're afraid of different things, and all of that is going to change for you, okay? So you've really got to get a little bit more optimistic about everything. Okay?
Okay.
This is a time of transformation for you. So while you're going through what you're going through, of course you're going to worry, and it's going to feel weird at times. At times it's going to be a little bit harder than other times. But you know what? Just go with the flow at this time. Don't try to, like, resist anything. Okay? Just, again, you've got to surround yourself with positive, supportive people. That's one of the things that is going to be really important, okay? The changes that are coming for you, they are changes for the better. I'm also getting, I don't know if you thought about work, but I feel like maybe, have you been thinking about changing, you know, what kind of work you do? Or are you thinking about maybe, you know, your spiritual aspect of yourself? Are you going to do something with maybe like a home-based business on the side as well?
Not right now. I just got way too many things to deal with every day, and I can't deal with them all.
You know what I'm getting?
So, after a year or so, that'd be definitely something to think about.
All right, because I'm getting the word forgiveness. I don't know, like, I'm getting you maybe, you know, maybe you have to forgive yourself and maybe others and just let it go, okay? And you're holding on to some kind of pain like within that you don't need to. And your shoulders are like really heavy with all of this that you're trying to carry.
I think part of the situation is I think word's getting around that I am a healer and that I can help people. And so that if I can kind of, you know, I don't want to be pushy or anything. I can do that, just kind of get the word around that things will get better. You know, I'll be prepared. And I feel like, that might work out. It's just right now I'm overloaded. I have a job plus. I'm converting to a religion. And I have a lot of studying to do, and so it's all going to be kind of it's all kind of in a circle, trying to keep track of everything. And
Now, Karen,
so maybe if I can kind of let people know, I think that's important.
Okay, so what I'm getting there's a woman in spirit that's coming forward. I was getting, you know, there's someone in spirit that they're coming forward. They want to connect with you. Okay?
Okay. I'm thinking
a,
it might be the person that I'm just concerned about.
Okay, this is a woman, but I believe this one that has passed, this woman has passed. And do you have any kind of, do you have any jewelry or anything from a loved one?
I have my grandma as one of my guardian angels, and also I have an aunt who has just passed about 5 months ago, maybe 8 months ago. She passed not very long ago. And sometimes she's come.
Woman. I mean, the woman is coming in. This is just a woman that's coming in. And I think it is your grandmother. She's stepping forward, honey. And she's just saying she's very proud of you, okay? And she wants you to focus on your journey. Okay, and she knows that, you know, you're having a hard time right now, and it's challenging, and she's saying, but don't worry because I am with you. So please stop worrying, Karen, okay?
Okay.
And we have Lenny in, and he's saying enjoy the journey. And he wants you to just change your attitude and just go with the flow a little bit more. That's what I have.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn you over to Barb to help you with that fear that you have, okay?
All right.
And forgiveness.
Okay. If you can just a quick question. I'm just wondering if Lenny has anything to say about there was a little statue that got knocked over today, and his chocolate seemed to have disappeared. So I'm just wondering if he had anything to comment about that. Maybe what happened.
Karen, I think he's trying to get your attention because you're not having enough fun. You're not enjoying the journey. You're not going with the flow. He said she has so much anxiety. She's got to relax a little bit more. I thought maybe, you know, I'd make her laugh, but he's saying he doesn't think that you're, you know, you're laughing enough.
I'm trying to figure out what happened.
Yeah, he wants you to be peaceful and relaxed.
There you go.
Let go of the fear. He said, please let go of the fear. Stop worrying. Don't worry. Be happy. Live in peace. All is well. Lenny's with you. All is well, sweetheart. Okay? And with that being said, I'm going to turn you over.
I love you so much. I love you, DC.
Well,
thank you. God bless you.
Oh, honey, I love you too. But he's throwing you a kiss and he's saying, Karen, I'm going to get your attention one way or the other, so you better listen. Me, you know, cookies flying off of countertops. I'm talking about 2 pounds. Containers of cookies, Karen, that flew onto the floor because I wasn't listening. So Lenny's saying, don't make me, you know, bring in the heavy artillery, okay? So you've got to listen. Now, with that being said, I'm going to back over to Barbara, and you're going to get rid of this anxiety, the worry, the fear, and you need to forgive yourself and others, okay? And we want to help you to feel better and stay on that beautiful journey. You're so needed. You're a light worker, okay?
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome, Barbara.
Okay, Karen. You want to do some of those wonderful, dear, innate statements, so repeat after me.
Okay. I'm trying to adjust the phone because I don't know why, but I always have trouble understanding what you're saying. So now go ahead. Maybe it'd be better now.
Okay. Dear innate, I am a healer.
Fear innate, I am humorous. Is that okay?
Okay, I may have DC repeat everything I say so that you can hear it and repeat it, okay?
All right, that's better.
Okay,
DC,
Karen, dear innate, what did you say, Barbara? I am a healer?
Yes.
Dear innate, I am a healer.
I am a
repeat
healer.
Repeat it, honey.
Okay.
Yes, you are.
Dear innate, I am a healer.
Dear innate, I am healed.
Fear innate, I am healed.
Fear innate, I am healed.
Fear innate, I release all worry.
Fear innate, I release all worry.
Fear innate, I release all worry. I got that
fear
one
innate,
right.
I release all fear.
Fear innate, I release all fear.
Fear innate, I accept my power.
Okay, that one, I can't hear the last word.
Fear innate, okay, honey. Dear innate, I accept my power.
Fear innate, I accept my power.
Dear innate, I live in the now.
Dear innate, I live now. Karen, fear innate,
okay.
I live in the now.
Fear innate, I live in the now.
Take a nice deep breath.
Okay.
And how do you feel?
That's better. That's better. Thank you.
They're showing me that your life is going to be moving forward quickly, that things are going to be changing, and that you are going to be letting go of some of the things that you now consider important because you will realize that they're not.
Okay. That'd be great.
Notice what's coming to you.
Okay.
And accept the changes, because that's an important part of it.
Jackson, no.
And,
okay, thank you.
And don't be afraid to ask your guidance if you have questions, because they will always answer you.
Okay.
All right, that's all I'm getting for Karen.
Okay, thank
okay,
you so much.
Suggestion, Billy Joel Armstrong, I don't know if you're aware of him. Honey, have you heard of Billy Joel Armstrong?
Oh.
Okay, well, you can Google him.
I think I have.
Have you ever heard of him? Okay, well, for some reason, I'm getting one of his quotes. Making mistakes is a lot better than doing nothing. Okay?
Oh,
so
okay.
So you have of making mistakes.
Right.
Okay,
I think that's I've heard that before.
Like a, yeah.
That's true, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yes, to do something that you feel in your heart, that's great. You need to make a lot of mistakes. Anything that's successful is a series of mistakes, okay? So don't be afraid to make mistakes.
Okay.
Okay, honey,
I love
take
you.
Care, Karen. Love you too, honey. Bye.
God bless you both. Bye.
Oh,
you too, sweetie.
Karen.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Barbara, you ready for another call?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, 716. You're live with Love and Amazing Grace. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, DC. Hi, Barb. It's Tracy.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi. My question is for today. About 2 years ago, when my mom had passed, I been hearing the two names of these saints, I believe, Cornelius and Saint Aloysius. What does that have to do with anything with me? I look them up often to see what the meaning is, but I think there's more to it, and I want to know if it's any specific message for me.
Okay, so when you looked them up, what did you feel? Because usually when you get names like that, they're usually with us at the time in our journey, Tracy.
Right. Very peaceful.
So
very at peace.
Okay. And I'm just getting, you know, I'm hearing the voice of God, and I'm hearing that you too, you know, have the voice of God. Are you speaking your truth? You're
yes.
here to inspire others. Is what I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I believe that they're going to help you at this time to really to make the changes that you need and to go forward and really, like, you know, inspire others and shine your light, you know, wherever you go, Tracy.
Yes. Okay, yeah,
so that's
that
what
makes
I'm feeling.
Perfect
they're,
sense.
Yeah, they're guiding you. Like, right now, they're guiding you. And just,
right.
you know, read about them. And see, you know, what they have for you. Okay? Are you
mm-hmm.
drinking enough water, hon?
Yes.
Yeah, because I just feel, I don't know, I feel like a little bit thirsty around you. But I am getting...
I am thirsty now, though.
Okay, because maybe that's what I'm feeling. Okay, I'm getting this opportunities for you coming. It's going to help you with your spiritual growth. There's, you know, really important life lessons. And, you know, the both of them are here and they're going to help guide you through this time. So you are gifted. Just allow them to come in.
Yes.
And,
absolutely.
You know, if there's any fear that you have, let it go. Okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the universe, you know, the universe is filled with abundance. There's enough for everybody, honey. Okay?
Yes.
I don't know if there's fear, you know, of, you know, abundance, like, with maybe, like, going for it on your spiritual path. I don't know what it is, but there's, like, some kind of fear with, like, abundance. Okay? But your guides are saying, you have the power. You've got these beautiful gifts. You've got these beautiful talents. You have so much wisdom from, like, many lifetimes.
Yeah.
Okay? So you've got to reconnect with that, you know, with your inner self. You've got to connect with that inner power. And, like you said, the two that you mentioned, they're your guides and they're going to help you, you know, at this time. But I'm getting, let go of fear and trust, okay?
Absolutely, girlfriend. You nailed it.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara because we're not done yet. I might have nailed it, but she's going to help get rid of it, okay?
Sure.
So you ready, Tracy?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
See, I'm seeing an image of you and those two wonderful saints are behind you, and they're showing you the way that you need to go that will actually help you to get your message out there, but also to open your heart more.
Right.
To accept who you actually are.
Yeah, absolutely. I try to do that, like, day by day, and then it's like, I'm a little bit scared, and, like, what is people, like, probably the fear would be, like, what other people might think about me or say, and I'm learning now very slowly, like, that they don't matter, and what they say does not matter. So I'm starting to, like, you know, let that go a little bit, but it could be more, you know, gone as well.
Okay. So we are going to make some dear innate statements, and I just want you to repeat what I say.
Sure.
Okay. Dear innate, I am only responsible for myself.
Dear innate, I'm only responsible for myself.
Dear innate, no one has power over me.
Dear inmate, no one has power over me.
Dear inmate, I accept who I am.
Dear inmate, I accept who I am.
Dear inmate, I take back my power from others.
Dear inmate, I take back my power from others.
Dear inmate, I move forward in my own life.
Dear inmate, what was that again?
I move forward in my own life.
I move forward in my own life.
Dear inmate, I release fear of the unknown.
Dear inmate, I release fear of the unknown.
Dear inmate, I trust my heart.
Dear inmate, I trust my heart.
Dear inmate, I let go.
Dear inmate, what was that again?
I let go.
I let go.
Take a nice deep, deep breath.
Wow. Perfect.
Yeah. You're a lot freer now.
Yes, and just with that, and like how I said, DC, the other night about, you know, with my gifts and everything and about being the motivation speaker, I see myself doing that as my job. And it's such a wonderful thing, like lots of blessings. And, it, you know, what gets me is basically helping others and the way children react to me. They just love me and I love them. So it's like I'm helping, like, the littles, and then I'm helping the adults of all ages. It's a wonderful thing.
Okay, there's a couple of more statements they want you to make. So, dear inmate, I accept money.
Dear inmate, I accept money.
Dear inmate, I deserve money.
Dear inmate, I deserve money.
Dear inmate, I am open to receiving money.
Dear inmate, I am receive of getting money.
Dear inmate, money is a blessing.
Dear inmate, money is a blessing.
Dear inmate, I accept all of God's blessing.
Dear inmate, I accept all of God's blessings.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay, how does that feel?
Perfect again.
Good. Okay. See great things coming into your life, so get busy.
Yes. It's just like a big, like, you know, because I do say some novenas. I do say prayers. And after I say each prayer and after I say what I have to say, I feel, like, better, like a new flow. Like, my aunt can be texting me complaining and everything, and I hear her and I see what she's texting, but it just glides right through me.
Yeah. It's not really your stuff anyway, so you don't really.
Yes.
There's nothing
exactly
really that you need to do about it. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's wonderful.
Yes, and DC, like I said, about the, you know, doing, like, you know, my gifts for my job and the, you know, motivation speaker, I really do see that. It is so wonderful.
Yes, that's awesome.
I'm not sure, like, for, like,
you know,
if I do that out of my home.
Well, you know, it's up to you. You could customize it the way you want it, hon. If you want to do something from your home, allow your guides or the angels to help you with that. You've got to really think about what exactly you're wanting. If you want to work from home, allow the angels to just customize something for you. You've got to think about
it.
You've got to plan, make, you know, put those goals out there. Focus on what you're wanting, okay?
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
You know, you are going to be successful, but you've got to start really, like, taking little steps and, you know, planning it out, okay? But as you know, when you do something that you love, and this seems like it's going to be something that you really, really love, you're going to be, you know, happy, and then the money's going to start to flow in, okay?
Yes, absolutely, because, like,
when
right
we do
now,
what we love, the money always, yeah?
Oh, yes.
Well,
like, I got a text message, right, when I was just sitting here, when I was listening to your show. A friend texted me, she was like, can you watch Able tomorrow? And, like, she was in a big panic. I'm like, yeah, sure. She's like, oh, thank you. I'm like, what took you so long to ask me? I didn't know when I waited last minute. And I said, okay, you know, just bring them over and so on, because of my, you know, my whole situation is, you know, watching kids, like, maybe 4 times a week. But I haven't watched her son because it was Christmas, and then my sister had the baby, so it was all over the place. And now tomorrow is the perfect time, you know, he comes here, and I get to spend some time with him.
Beautiful. Tracy, stay in touch with us. We really want to hear about that beautiful journey, okay?
Thank you guys so much, and have a great evening.
Welcome.
You too, sweetie.
You too, honey. Take care now. Okay, let's see. Area code 707. You're live with Love and Amazing Grace. Can we have your name, please? Hi, area code 707. This is DC.
Hi.
And I'm live with Barb. Hi, can we have your name?
My name is April.
Hi, April. Hello. Thank you for calling.
Hi.
Do you have a question?
Sure. Which angels do you see around me, and do they have any messages for me?
Okay. Well, the first thing that I'm getting is the angels are saying, April, you know, you have the ability to follow your dreams, okay? What is it
mm-hmm.
that you've been wanting to do? You're here to help people. I see you helping, you know, maybe animals. Have you been thinking about possibly even taking, like, a class or something?
You mean taking a class or putting
Yeah, have
on,
you,
or?
Like, thought about maybe, like, any classes or anything?
Because
I'm getting
I've taken,
to try to help you to, like, move forward, you know?
Okay. I don't know. I've taken, like, some horse acupressure classes. And
beautiful. Do you work with crystals or anything?
You have to say it again. My dog is, his bone is underneath something, and I can't get it to him right now. Of course he wants.
I was just seeing beautiful crystals. Like I saw a hand, and within the hand, honey, I saw beautiful crystals. Do you work with crystals at all?
I do have a small stash of crystals. I haven't taken them out. I've been moving lately, and so I haven't set up any kind of diagrams or anything, but I do have crystals.
I'm getting like, you know what, maybe just like go through them and just feel them, and one of them is going to really, you know, pop out at you. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. And well, let's see. What else are they showing me, the angels? Okay. And you know what? Whoever you're around, you light up the room, and people just resonate with your beautiful energy. And part of your purpose is just to be that beautiful person that you are. And
okay.
to really, you know, help others, sharing the love that you give to everyone. Okay?
Okay.
I mean, sometimes maybe you're people and, you know, you're sharing, you know, maybe prayers for them and different things. But I'm getting, you know, you're already doing, you know, you're starting your beautiful journey as a light worker. And the angels are saying, what is it that you want to do? You've got to think about it. It's a question that I can't, like, look within your heart and tell you what you should be doing, hon. This is something that has to come from you, okay?
Okay.
So the easiest way would be, what brings you joy? What is it that you do that brings you joy? And that's, like, one of the easiest ways to connect on the path that you're going to be on, okay? And the angels are saying, you are so unique, okay? And there's only one of you. And the angels want you to just let the world know that you're here and say, you know, it's me, I'm here, and share your beautiful gifts, okay? Now, when you talk to people, people really love the way you speak to them, and they really listen to you. Have you ever thought about helping people in that way, like some kind of being some kind of like a counselor or something like that?
Sometimes, but I find that sometimes I might be a little more blunt and tell them, I don't know. I need to.
Okay, well, all you have to do is
to
ask,
blunt,
you know, the angels, and help you to say it in a loving way. You know, where if there's a message that is needed to be blunt, fine, but just ask that, you know, that everything be said like in a loving way. And I'm getting that you're here to help others to learn. Like you have the ability to be like a teacher, hon. Okay.
Okay.
So you've got a lot
okay.
of beautiful, you know, abilities. You've got to start thinking about them. And like you said, you know, with the horses, I'm getting like, you know, like animals really, really resonate with you. They trust you. They love you. And working with animals would be, you know, a great way to really, you know, to go forward with your abilities.
Okay. I can do that. I like just hanging out with my animals.
Well, sure.
I
want
more. But yeah.
Just, you know, the animals is a great start. But you've got to start, like, really focusing on, like, what you want to do and get a little bit more excited.
Okay?
And just, you know, start releasing, you know, all the stuff that you don't want. Because I'm getting your, like, you are a little bit stuck right now. You're really, you know, you're not sure. Okay? And that's why the angels are saying, you know, follow your soul's longings, what's in your heart, what makes you happy. Okay, and I see books on you. You are going to take some kind of class or something, okay?
Okay.
But people are going to, like I said, they're going to, you know, they're going to follow your lead, you're a light worker, so you're going to be lighting, you know, the path for others, okay?
Okay.
I'm getting, you've got to get a little bit more relaxed, okay? Do you have any, I was saying crystals, honey, do you have any rose quartz?
I think I do, but I think I do have one.
Okay, well, if you could find that, just hold it and maybe meditate with it a little bit, okay?
Okay.
I'm getting the word boundaries, because sometimes people with different kinds of energy, like, sort of drain you. And you've got to learn to say the word no. You haven't been saying the word no, okay? So that's
okay.
What I have. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, hon, okay?
Okay.
And thanks for calling in, honey.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay. I am seeing that you need to do some releasing of some of your old beliefs. So just repeat what I say.
Okay.
Dear innate, I release the fear to live.
Oh, gosh. It's kind of muffled and I could not understand you.
Okay. Dear innate.
I release the fear to live.
The fear to live. Yes.
Oh, okay.
You have to repeat it first, hon, please.
I release my. Did you say fear to get?
To live.
Oh, shoot. To live. Oh. That sounds kind of like, I'm not scared to live, but I think I know what they mean. Dear innate, I release my fear to live.
Dear innate, I accept my gifts.
Dear innate, I accept my gifts.
Dear innate, I allow myself to expand.
Dear innate, I allow myself to expand.
Dear innate, I am creating a wonderful life.
Dear innate, I am creating a wonderful life.
Dear innate, I deserve to be happy.
Dear innate, I deserve to be happy.
Dear innate, I am here to make a difference.
Dear innate, I am here to make a difference.
Dear innate, I release all of the fears holding me back.
Dear innate, I release all the fears holding me back.
Dear innate, I deserve a phenomenal life.
Dear innate, I deserve a phenomenal life.
Take a nice deep breath. How do you feel?
Happy. Happy. It was. I'm happy that I got on the phone call. I haven't done one of these for decades, and it's just nice to make the affirmations and have a little plan. I'll do some meditation. I'll get through all those quartz, and you know, we'll see where I'm guided.
And they show me an image of you planting a garden, and the garden is actually your thoughts, the things you want to create in life. And your garden is absolutely beautiful, and it's blooming, and you're becoming all that you are meant to be.
That's so funny, because I was watching gardening things on YouTube today, and I haven't done that before. And you told me I should be, DC said something about I should be more excited about things. And I went to church for the first time, like, in almost 40 years today, and they were talking about being more enthusiastic. So it's kind of the synchronicity that what I heard this morning,
beautiful,
what I've been doing, you just told me again. Because right now on YouTube, it's like, quit your job, farm on quarter acre in your backyard. So it's just kind of funny.
Well, you're waking up to your life. Congratulations.
Okay. Yeah, it's good. Every once in a while, I just need a little bit of support. And I'm just trying to, like, feel which way to go and not stress about things and stuff. So it's all good. It's just, I will relax more, and I appreciate so much the information that you shared with me. And you ladies have a wonderful evening.
You too.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay. God bless.
Okay. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, Barbara, let's see. Okay, here we go. Area code 856, you're live with Love and Amazing Grace. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. What's going on?
I just was hoping you could tell me what you see around anything coming up for me that I need to know about in the near future. Good or bad.
Good or bad, all.
Yeah, good or bad, I want to know.
Okay, well, I'm getting the word abundance, so I don't know. Is that good or bad? Okay? Abundance is what I'm getting. And I'm getting it's your birthright. The angels want to help you to connect with that beautiful flow. Are you ready? Are you ready, Laura?
I'm ready.
I'm getting the word miracle around you. I'm also getting, I don't know if you, are you aware of the chakras, the little energy centers in your body?
Am I what, DC? Am I aware?
Aware
of
your chakras? Your chakras. They're the little energy centers in your body, Laura?
Yeah, I do know about the chakras.
Okay, do you do anything, like any kind of meditations with your chakras?
No. I know I should,
okay, because
but I don't.
But these little energy centers, it's sort of like maybe like a filter in your vehicle. If you just put gas in your vehicle and you don't change the filter, what do you think is going to happen?
They're going to get cloudy.
Yeah, but what else? They're going to get clogged up and then there's going to be a problem, right?
Yeah.
So I'm getting, you know, like you've got to do a little bit of work on your heart chakra. It's in the chest area, in the heart area. And I'm also getting like with that area, that's the area that we connect with, you know, for love and everything. And I'm getting, you know, there's some kind of an issue with relationships that you're not seeing things the way they are, okay? So in order to help with, like, matters of the heart, we've got to make sure that our heart chakra is, it's nice and clear and it's, you know, it's a beautiful color green and it's spinning in the right direction, okay? You've got to really, like, be able to open your heart and, like, know the truth, feel the truth, you know, be honest with yourself, maybe with others. And I'm getting, you're going to have more fulfilling relationships, okay? So the angels are saying they're so happy that you called in, because if you are willing, we're going to help you to open your heart and really receive more love, okay?
Yeah.
And this is
going to
help you.
What's the miracle? You said there's a miracle that's coming. Are they telling you what kind of miracle?
Well, I don't know. I'm talking about, like, love and different things, okay? So I'm not sure. But, I'm getting that. Just hold on and stuff and get ready for it to come, you know. And I'm getting the Ascendant Masters are coming in, and I see Archangel Michael. And he's saying, Laura, you really haven't been following the signs that we've been giving you, you know? Are you worried about, like, as well, like, maybe, like, your job or anything else?
Yeah, I worry. I'm always worried about that because
I'm
a contractor.
There might be something new in that area as well, okay? But I have, like you said, Archangel Michael is stepping forward, and what we're going to do is I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, and if you're up to it, we're gonna have to clean out those chakras, Laura, because they haven't been cleaned in a really long time, okay?
Okay.
And it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be absolutely beautiful. Okay, Barbara?
Okay. So, Laura, is it okay with you if Archangel Michael starts working on your chakras?
Yes.
Okay. So he's pouring his special chakra cleaner down through your crown chakra, and it's going to go to each of your chakras, and you may feel it when it moves through your body. And it's clearing out the old energy that you don't need so that your chakras are open and spinning properly. And just take a nice deep breath. And so they want me to ask you, what is it that you're afraid of?
I'm afraid of not being able to sustain a mortgage because I do contract work and my career goes up and down. And I never know from 1 month to the next if I'm going to have work or not.
Okay. All right. So we're going to do some dear innate statements to start clearing that out of you. And that is part of what's clogging up your first chakra, which has to do with survival. And so it's creating a problem in that area of your body. And it might also be creating more shoulder pain because you're feeling that you cannot sustain your own life. Okay, so I'm going to make these statements, and you just repeat them after me. You're going to be talking to your innate body, which I consider kind of a spiritual consciousness. And as we are making these statements, you are clearing the energy through every aspect of your existence, including your own brain and your subconscious and everything else. Okay.
Okay.
Dear innate, I release the fear of not having enough.
Dear innate, I release the fear of not having enough.
Dear innate, I release the fear of not being enough.
Dear innate, I release the fear of not being enough.
Dear innate, I release all of the negativity about money.
Dear innate, I release all of the negativity about money.
Dear innate, I accept that I am loved.
Dear innate, I accept that I am loved.
Dear innate, I accept that I am always provided for.
Dear innate, I accept that I am always provided for.
Dear innate, I release the need to know how.
Dear innate, I release the need to know how.
Dear innate, I accept that I deserve to have enough.
Dear innate, I accept that I deserve to have enough.
Dear innate, I open my heart to loving myself.
Dear innate, I open my heart to loving myself.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
And take a nice deep breath. Now, how does that feel?
Feels good. It makes me more aware, that's for sure.
So whenever you find yourself being afraid about money, you can simply say, Dear Nate, I release this fear of money. and you can let that go. Because as long as you are in the energy of that fear of money, that's all you are attracting into your life. So if you actually want to attract money into your life, you've got to let go of the fear. Because the fear actually pushes money away.
Yeah, the law of attraction.
Exactly. So you have to make sure that you are feeling prosperous. You are feeling desirable. That everyone wants to hire you. They want to offer you massive salaries with the work that you do because you're so darn good at it.
The thing is, because I do contract for so long, nobody will hire me when I do apply for these full-time permanent jobs. I don't even get calls for interviews. I only get calls if it's a contract.
So let's see. Dear Innate, I release the limitations of being a contractor.
Dear Innate, I release the limitations of being a contractor.
Dear Innate, I release the identity of being a contractor.
Dear Innate, I release the identity of being a contractor.
Dear Innate, I open myself up to finding a regular job.
Dear Innate, I open myself up to finding a regular job.
Dear Innate, I allow myself to be seen by employers.
Dear Innate, I allow myself to be seen by employers.
Dear Innate, it is my choice.
Dear Innate, it is my choice.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Yeah, it feels good. Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome.
I'm going to practice this. I'm going to practice this. Thank you. That's good.
Great.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
have
you, thank
fun.
You.
I hope you find the perfect job.
Me too. Thank you. Thanks, you too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Oh, you're welcome, hon. God bless. That was beautiful. Okay. Let me see. Okay, Barbara, we have like 16 minutes, and we have, I believe, maybe like 3 callers.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm just trying to see here. Okay. No, okay, come on, work here, okay. Okay, area code 914, you're live with Love and Amazing Grace, my studio in Haywire for 2 seconds.
Hi.
Hi, 914.
Hello.
Hi, can we have your name? Hi.
Yes, that's Lena, godmother. That's Lucy. How are
Hello,
you?
Hello, Lena. How are you?
Oh, fine, thank
Very
you.
Very nice to talk to you.
Fine. I want to ask you something that's in my mind. I got a chance to buy another house in Italy. You think it is a good for my interest to buy? You understand, my daughter put my daughter on the phone.
Okay, you want to buy a house in Italy?
Yeah.
I'm getting, like, not at the present moment. I'm getting, like, right now, like, for right now, I'm getting no, like, at the present moment, okay?
Yeah, just to find out the house.
Yeah, I'm just getting, like, your husband is, like, watching over you and sort of helping you at this time. I just feel like right now is not, like, the best time to purchase that house, Lena.
No.
Okay, because I'm getting that, like, things are, like, a little bit crazy for you right now. And I'm just, like, he's just, like, shaking his head. I'm getting, like, a no for, like, right now. It's not like a no forever. It's just like right now, do you have a lot going on?
Yeah.
Okay, because that's what I'm getting.
I got invited right now. They just are telling me yesterday. They got invited
okay,
now.
Okay, yeah, because I'm getting, like, showing me your plate. He's got a plate of food, and, like, things are, like, sort of, like, falling off the plate. Okay?
Yeah.
So I'm getting just, like for the present moment, I just feel like he's showing me, like, there's a little bit too much going on. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm getting in regard to that question. Okay? It's just to, like, right now, you know, at the present moment, I'm not getting, like, a yes. Okay?
Right.
So that's what he's showing me. Okay? But he's sending his love to you and your daughter. And
mm-hmm.
he's just saying, please just, think about me for a second. Don't worry about the house. And he's just giving you this beautiful hug. And he's trying to make you feel better.
Thank you.
He's saying, I'm with
you.
Yes, he's saying, I'm with you. And he just loves you guys so much. And he was with you when you took your trip.
Yes.
Okay, and he just wants you and your daughter, Kat, to really take care of yourselves and maybe, you know, do something nice. Have you guys, like, really been pampering yourselves? Because he wants you to just, you know, do a little something for you, Lena.
Okay.
He's saying take
Thank
care
you.
Of you. Yeah. So,
Thank
like
you
I said, don't, you know, you've got a lot going on. You've got to, I guess, like, stop worrying about you. I hear, like you said, she's worrying. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. And I'm also getting, what is he showing me? Okay. Are you worried about money? Because I'm getting, he's showing me sort of, it looks like money. Okay?
Whatever.
He's just saying, just, you know, to relax and allow things to come to you. Like the last caller, if you're in a place of fear, we block things, okay? So he wants you to just, the two of you, to just relax a little bit and allow, you know, the good to come to you, okay?
Thank you very much.
Okay. So what I'm getting, you know, where is he showing me? It's sort of like, you know, you ask the question and it's like every situation has a silver lining, okay? And he's going to help you to, like, really to be able to listen and, you know, and to trust. And he's saying, he's sending people, like, to help the two of you, okay? They're sort of like earth angels. So you're going to have people come in and to really to help you, okay?
Thank you.
And he's saying, don't be afraid. You know, I'm always with you, okay? And, Lena, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, and I thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you for everything.
Welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay,
Barbara?
Lena, I'm getting that there are things more important for you to deal with now than a house in another country. And so that's why they're saying no, not right now.
And that's what she said. Yes.
So it's time right now for you to focus on what is best for you, what it is you really want to experience in your life. It's like you're getting used to actually looking at yourself, allowing yourself to be important to you. That's where you are now. And your guides and your husband, they don't want you to be distracted by having to deal with something else. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. They just want you to know it's not that they're saying, you know, you can't do that. You can't go and book at a house in Italy or whatever. They're just saying that the most important thing in your life right now is you.
Thank you.
And they're working with you to bring you more and more wonderful things into your life. And there will come a
time
when it will be right for you to buy a house in Italy if you still want to buy one. So, you know, that's a possibility in the future. But right now, it's all about you.
Thank you.
Okay, and they want you to make sure that you do something nice for yourself every single day.
Thank
and they want you to make that the most important thing that you do, okay?
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank
and Lena, could we speak with Kat for a second because your husband wants to talk with your daughter?
Yes.
Hi, DC and Barbara.
You know what, your dad is asked, your dad wants the two of you to really to pamper yourself, and he's saying that you've been really pushing yourself a little too hard, Kat. Okay? You to rest a little bit more. Okay? And he's showing me like something has been sort of like maybe making you uneasy, maybe making you a little bit upset. Okay? And he wants you to just, you know, stay away from, like, sort of, like, harsh energy right now, maybe harsh people, okay? I'm seeing, I don't know, I think it might be something to do with the film industry, Joel Goodman.
The preacher?
Joel Goodman, I don't know, I don't even know who Joel Goodman is, but I'm getting... your dad is pointing to, like, one of his quotes, that humor is a universal language. Have you been laughing enough?
I've been trying. Like, I've been watching stand-up comedians at night and everything. Maybe I should do more.
He's a film composer, I think, Joel Goodman. So your father is just showing me him for some reason, okay? But he wants to tour you to really, like, do something to... You know, to pamper yourself. And he said, Kat, you need a little extra sleep, hon, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And just, you know, you just, like, give yourself some, you know, like, time and put the music on and make sure that you're, you know, eating good. And he's saying healing. Just allow yourself to heal, okay? I'm getting sort of, like... What I'm getting, I have to bring Barbara to help you because I'm feeling this, he's showing me your heart, and you're holding on to some old emotions.
Okay.
And those emotions are blocking romance, and they're sort of even blocking your spiritual path. Does that make any sense to you?
When something, like, comes up, I do try to, like, yeah, like, push it away, and, yeah, so, yeah,
okay.
It makes sense.
Okay, well, just, I don't know, look up Joel Goodman. I don't know, like you said, he's a film composer, so I don't know, like, what the connection is with the two of you, but he's saying Joel Goodman. And you've got to get rid of that old energy within your heart because it's just blocking love and it's blocking, you know, your beautiful paths. We don't need that, okay?
Okay, yeah, definitely. Wow.
Okay. Thank you, honey. Barbara?
Thank you.
Okay, Kat.
Hi.
All right, Mother Mary is with you.
Oh, wow.
And she's going to remove some energy stuck in your heart, and she's going to remove that right now. So just take a nice breath and let her do what she needs to do. It's almost like she's picking little berries out of your heart. It's kind of what it looks like. But she's saying this is old stuff that you haven't let go of, and you really don't need to keep it because it gets in your way. It keeps you from moving forward with the love in your life. And so now she's filling your heart with this amazing energy. Just breathe and let yourself accept it. Okay, how does that feel?
Much lighter. Yes, much lighter.
Okay. And I'm actually seeing an image now of you out. I have no idea where you are. You're with a man. You're laughing. You're talking. You guys are having a wonderful time. I guess it's a restaurant or a bar you're at. It looks more like you're standing at a bar, but I have no idea exactly where you are, but you're having fun. So, be open to love.
Wow. Yeah. And now Alice Cooper is coming in. I'm getting the best things in life don't make sense, Kat. So,
well,
I don't know. Your dad is just, he's like, it's sort of like he's taking me all over the place here, but thank you guys for calling. He was so happy to connect, you know.
Thank you, both of you. You're just such.
Oh, you're so welcome.
So, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, God bless you.
And my mom says
thank you, too.
Thank you, honey. God bless you both. God bless you both. Much love.
Okay.
Beautiful. Thank you, Kat. Yeah, she better have some fun, her and her mom, okay?
Yeah, and whoever that man is.
Yeah. Barbara, we're down to the last, like, 2 minutes. Should we take the other two callers?
I think there's only one more caller, isn't there?
We have an 860 and a 707.
We already talked to 707.
Okay, so we have 860, okay. Hi, 860, you're live with Love and Amazing Grace. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, my name is Steve. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Steve. It's great to connect with you.
Thank you.
Hi, do you have a question, Steve?
Yes, we haven't seen our son in over 5 years, and I was wondering if you have anything for us along that regard.
Okay, so Steve, what I'm getting, the angels are saying, focus on what you want from, you know, the relationship that you have with him. And if you want to see him, just visualize yourself, you know, that you and your family, you know, are so happy to see him. You guys are together, okay? And just, like, put that beautiful energy out to the universe is what the angels are telling me. They want you to visualize happiness and feel what you're wanting. They're saying things are a little bit difficult right now. They're a little bit complex. Please don't worry. Let go of the anxiety. Because all of this worrying, you know, over not seeing them, and I understand it's really hard, but it's actually, you know, it's blocking, like, a path between you guys. And it's really not good for your family's health. It's overwhelming you, okay? I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. Please stay positive. And the angels are saying things are going to work out, hon, okay? So please visualize meeting again and having a happy reunion. And just when you think of them, there's a little prayer, the Ho'oponopono prayer. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. And that helps with any kind of situation that you have. Barbara?
Thank you.
Okay, Steve. They actually want us to do a little kind of a visualization together. So are you in a place where you can be comfortable and just close your eyes and listen to what I say? Okay. So just take a nice deep breath and let it go. And allow yourself to be grounded and allow your heart to be open. Now I want you to remember a time when you were with your son and you were having fun. You were just laughing, being together, enjoying each other's company. It doesn't matter whether he was a little kid or a baby or it didn't matter what the age was. I just want you to go back to that feeling that amazing joy that you had to be his father, to have him in your life, to see the smile on his face, to know that he loved you, to feel that love in you coming from him. to feel that heart-to-heart connection. It's always there. And just let yourself feel that. And if you want to bring your wife into that feeling too, imagine the time when it was all three of you. And you guys were just being a family, being happy. There was nothing that you had to do, nothing that you had to say. It's just a moment of complete. And now while you're in that moment of joy, I want you to visualize a scene from the future where you are going to see your son, you and your wife, and you're going to feel that same joy, that same connection, that same knowing that you are loved, and he knows that he is loved. And there is no question for anybody. You are a family, and you know that, and you feel that. And just let that feeling get stronger and stronger. As you look into your son's eyes, as you see his smile, as you touch his hand, give him a hug, just knowing that you are connected, you are one, you always will be. And I want you to see that image of the future that you've created going up to the heavens. And the angels are taking it so that they can make it so. And you just take a nice deep breath and just let it go. It's now in the hands of God, and there's nothing else that you need to do. So your guides are saying that this will come to be. They're not going to tell you when, because then you'd be sitting there looking for it. They just want you to know that this is coming to be. So know that it is happening. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, now. Get on with living your life and having fun with your wife, and know that you're going to be seeing your son, and it is actually going to be great. Okay?
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Oh, beautiful. Well, I think we've done our job for this evening, Barbara.
Thank you, Elaine.
Take care.
Yes, I think
okay.
We have.
Awesome. Well, thank you. What an amazing, oh my goodness, hour and a half of just beautiful, beautiful energy and connecting with people. And I feel that we, you know, we helped quite a few, and it just felt wonderful.
Thanks,
really,
okay.
Really wonderful. Beautiful. Do you have any last words at all, Barbara, before we end the show?
They are saying, okay, to remember that it is your feelings that are most important. If you want to have more love in your life, feel more love in your life. If you're afraid of having love in your life, then you're not feeling love, you're feeling fear. So you've got to let go of what you do not want to experience so that you can experience what you truly desire. And remember, there is more than enough for each and every one of us. And God does not ever want you to suffer or struggle. God only wants you to have the very best. And that's what I'm getting.
Beautiful. And Ginger wants to tell everybody, take time out of each day to just relax and, you know, rest, relax, rejuvenate. And you'll see that while you're doing that, when you come back, you're going to be more productive. And don't, you know, don't be afraid to have some fun, you know, in every day. So she feels like, you know, if you're going to work hard, you have to play hard, Barbara. So she wants everybody to have a little bit more balance. And she's saying, you know, have fun. Don't be afraid. You know, do what you want to do. There's nothing wrong with having, you know, whatever fun that you want to have. And I agree with her. And we had the one caller that was afraid of what other people would think. Well, you know what? I was laughing at that time. A good thing I was muted, because here I have Joan Rivers as a guide, and when I'm out in public, she screams out of my mouth. Talking about what other people would think, right? Oh, my goodness. So I'm giving that up, Barbara. You know, it is what it is.
Exactly.
But thank you so
much. It's going to be fun, so enjoy it.
Enjoy it, yes. As long as I'm not behind bars, I'm enjoying it.
Wonderful.
Well, thank you. And we look forward to connecting with you again. If any of you are free, Tuesday and Thursday mornings, 10 a.m. Eastern, we have Morning with Jesus, and we'll connect, you know, with Jesus, Mother Mary, your guides, and who, you know, whomever else of the divine that wants to come in. So it's really, really awesome.
Yes,
and as I
is.
Said that, I think we follow Barbara.
But they did not raise their hand. So.
Oh, okay. All righty. Well, thank you again. Have a great evening, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye, everybody.
Okay. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.